And Matthew, the first chapter, we're going to read three passages, if you would, while you're standing. And we're going to go to John 3 and also Acts chapter 2. But I want to start in Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 18. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." Amen. Is of the Holy Ghost. Let's turn to John, the third chapter. And I know all of these passages are very familiar with us, but just bear with me. John chapter number 3, St. John chapter number 3, verse number 3. "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Hallelujah. Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 1. "When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born?" List the countries, places, languages they are from. "And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine." Amen. These men are full of new wine. If you go with me, let's pray and ask the Lord to help us. Amen. Before you're seated, and pray for His anointing. In Jesus' name, we need You, God.
I need Your anointing, Lord. I need Your help, God. Help us today, Lord. Help us today, God. Lord, Your word is already anointed, God. I need Your anointing. Lord, use me today, God. Help this church. You see the need. You see the heart that are in this place. God, we ask You to have Your way in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we need You, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, God. Help us in our hearts. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's all give the Lord a good hand clap of praise. Amen. I want to preach for just a little bit this morning. The Holy Ghost is not finished. Amen. Right. The Holy Ghost is not finished. You can be seated if you'd like. I don't know anybody here other than Brother and Sister Callen. Amen. And Brother Marcus. Amen. And I've met Brother and Sister Worth, and I really don't know anybody else here. So I don't come I don't come with preconceived notions or coming to, I don't come to fix things. You know, that's just not who I am. But if the Holy Ghost speaks to you, know that's exactly what it is. Amen. It is the Holy Ghost. And I want to lay a little bit of a foundation here. And I have a lot of scriptures. If you want to see, got a lot of them marked right there. And by the way, this is a beautiful pulpit. Amen. I like it. I like the look of it. I don't know where it came from, who built it, but whoever, amen, did a fine job. It's very beautiful. Amen. But I want to lay this foundation, and it's something we all know. It's something that is a very basic understanding of the Word of God, and so I'm not going to bring anything new, but I want to just bear with me as I go through and kind of lay this foundation for where I'm going to take this. But we know that God is a spirit. John 4 and 24 tells us that God is a spirit. His essence is a spirit. And sometimes it's hard to really understand things about the spiritual world, because we are in a physical world and we're made of flesh, and so spirits cannot be seen, other than maybe if they have the ability to make themselves visible for time. But God is invisible. The Bible tells us He is in the invisible God. He is a spirit, and we know that there is only one spirit. In Ephesians 4 says there's only one spirit. And we know that God is holy, because the Bible tells us He is holy. And so He is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's very easily concluded that God is the Holy Spirit. He is the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is not a person. Amen. The Holy Ghost is not a dove flying around. Amen. The Holy Spirit is a spirit. It is the Spirit of God. Amen. It's a term used to describe God's interaction with man. The Holy Ghost is what's described that we receive. We receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It is the Spirit of God. It is the presence of God. Amen. And although the term Holy Ghost is only used in the New Testament, as we see it in the writing, it is the same Spirit of the Old Testament. Amen. The same exact Spirit. Just because Holy Ghost is not explicitly written in the Old Testament, amen, does not take away the fact that God is the Holy Ghost of the Old Testament. Right. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. Hallelujah. And so the Holy Ghost of the New Testament is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God of the Old Testament. And I'm going to read several scriptures to clarify this, or to make this foundation here. Acts 2, if we were to read on there in the second chapter, when they asked, what does this mean? Peter stood up with the 11. He lifted up his voice. Verse 14 is saying, said unto them, ye men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I will pour out my spirit. And so when we go to Joel, which is in the Old Testament. The second chapter, it tells us, and it shall come to pass, verse 28, afterward, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Acts, the second chapter of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel 2 and 28 and 29. Amen. We go back to Acts, the first chapter, and the 15th verse, and it says, "And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said," the number of names together were about 120, "men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost," by the mouth of David, spake. Amen. The Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spoke. Amen. 2 Peter 1 and 21, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Psalms, the 51st chapter and the 10th verse, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." Amen. Amen. Isaiah 48 and verse number 16 says, "Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that I was, there am I. And now the Lord God and His Spirit hath sent me." Hallelujah. "And His Spirit hath sent me." Mark chapter number 12 and verse number 36. "For David himself said, by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemy thy footstools." Amen. He said, by the Holy Ghost. 2 Samuel chapter number 23 and verse number 2 says, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and His word was in my tongue." Isaiah chapter number 63 and verse number 10, "But they rebelled and vexed His Holy Spirit." Amen. Vexed His Holy Spirit. And so there is several examples of the Spirit of the Old Testament being the same as the Spirit of the New Testament. Amen. It's not a separate part of God. The Holy Ghost is not a person of God. It's not a piece of God. It is God. It is fully God. He is the Holy Ghost. It's not a part of Him. It is Him. It's what He's made of. It's the essence of God. He is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. David spoke by the Holy Ghost. Samuel spoke by the Holy Ghost. Isaiah spoke by the Holy Ghost. And so did Peter. He spoke by the Holy Ghost. And so did Stephen. He spoke by the Holy Ghost. It was the same Spirit at work with the prophets of the Old Testament and the preachers of the New Testament. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And so with that concept in mind, with that understanding, and I feel like you all agree with me. If you don't agree with me, amen, just keep coming, and Pastor Cowan will convince you of what I'm saying is right. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. Yes, it is. It's not a person. It's God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we look at the Word of God, and when you read with that concept in your mind, when you read the Bible and you go through and you see God's interaction and you see God's moving and working and you read the Spirit of God, just understand that that is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Genesis 1 and 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. At the very beginning of creation, when God decided to move upon His thought, His word, amen, that you have written over there, His plan that He had, what happened was the Spirit of God began to operate. The Holy Ghost began to move and things began to happen. It was the Holy Ghost at work. Hallelujah. And He never stopped working. And He never stopped moving. We read in Exodus, the 3rd chapter, and Moses was there keeping his father-in-law's sheep out there on the side of the mountain, walking around, and he beholds this uncommon sight. Amen. And he sees the bush that is on fire, that is not being consumed. And he turns aside to see what was going on and how this was possible. Amen. And it says that the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire. That simply means the Spirit of the Lord appeared to him. That was the presence of God there in that burning bush. Amen. And when he turned aside to see it, God began to speak. God began to talk to him. And what did he tell him? Take off your shoes from your feet, because the place you're standing is holy ground. It was just an ordinary place. It was just the backside of a desert. But what made the difference was the Holy God of heaven. The Holy Ghost came into that place, amen, and focused His attention there. And He said, hey, where you're at is not common anymore. Where you're standing is not regular anymore. This is a holy place. Because it was the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost began to speak to Moses and began to instruct him and tell him, I've got a plan, Moses. I've got something that I want you to accomplish. I've got a people over there in Egypt that need some help, that have been calling out to me. Amen. And the Holy Ghost began to anoint Moses and began to use Moses to go bring His people out of bondage. Hallelujah. Amen. In Exodus, the 13th chapter, and the 17th verse, Pharaoh came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them. God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth, and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day, in a pillar of a cloud, to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire, to give them light to go by the day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Amen. What they were seeing was the presence of the Holy Ghost leading them, guiding them, giving them the direction of where they needed to go. Amen. The God of heaven was not going to leave them out in the wilderness. The Holy Ghost was not going to leave them alone. But He said, hey, I'm going to be out here in the front. I'm going to be leading you. You're not going to be led by yourself, but the Holy Ghost is going to guide you. The Holy Ghost is going to lead you. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. The Holy Ghost is here.
Hallelujah. And the fire by night and the cloud by day walking before them. Hallelujah. And when he needed to go behind them, the Holy Ghost moved through them, went to the rearward of them. Amen. Was darkness to the Egyptians, but the Holy Ghost led them through that Red Sea. Hey, let me tell you, the Holy Ghost wasn't finished. He didn't bring them out there to die, but he brought them to go to the promised land. The Holy Ghost had a work to do. The Spirit of God was going to accomplish it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they got frustrated, when they started questioning, did you bring us out here to die? Amen. Were there not graves in Egypt? Why are we out here all by ourselves? Oh, you don't understand. The Holy Ghost is not finished. The Spirit of God is not done. He's got a place to take you. Amen. There's something out ahead of you. You may not see it yet, but just rest assured, when the Holy Ghost gets done, he'll bring it to where you need to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Led them through the wilderness. Gave them manna every day. Brought a rock. When Moses smote the rock, water came out. Hallelujah. How does that happen? Because the Holy Ghost was there. Because it was an operation of God's Spirit. Amen. Led them through. And victories that were won. Battles that were won. Healings that took place. And miracles that happened. What was it? It was the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It was the Holy Ghost. These aren't fairy tales. Amen. These aren't things that we just tell our Sunday school children to give them something to talk about. These are things that really happen. These are true. Amen. This is God's word. But let us know, nothing is impossible for the Spirit of God. Nothing is impossible for the Holy Ghost. Just like he did for them, he can do for this church. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost can work. The Holy Ghost can move. The Holy Ghost is not finished. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. David could testify about the Holy Ghost working. I don't think it was just David's skill with that sling. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you disagree. And I know he had a lot of practice over there with watching the sheep. But I just don't think it was just quite his skill or his talent. Amen. But God took that practice. God took that skill. God took that devotion. God took that time he spent with him. And he combined that with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And it was the Holy Ghost that led that stone to defeat the enemies of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came upon David when he ripped the jaws of the lion, when he smote the bear and destroyed. That was the Holy Ghost at work through a man that believed in God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost never stopped working. The Holy Ghost never stopped working. But there was a time, 400 years, I believe 400 years of silence, is that what they call it? Between Malachi, and I'm not quite sure if he was the last prophet, but in our Bible, as far as what's written, Malachi, the end of the Old Testament, until the time of Matthew and the apostles, amen. 400 years of silence. 400 years, a man of no prophet, of no voice, of no calling, of no reaching. Israel had backslid. Amen. Was the Holy Ghost finished? Amen. Israel had committed spiritual adultery. Was the Holy Ghost finished? No, it wasn't finished. Amen. But for 400 years, No voice, no prophet as far as I can read. Amen. But it wasn't there. It's not recorded here in the Word of God. Amen. What are we going to do? And I know you can read about the Maccabees and all of those things. Amen. But there was no prophet. There was no man of God that God called as far as we can read in the text. Amen. And it would seem that God was done, that God was finished. Amen. But thank God we're reading in hindsight. Amen. Thank God we've got the perspective of where we are now, because we know the Holy Ghost was not finished. Amen. The Holy Ghost was not done, because when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Amen. The Holy Ghost was not done with the work that He needed to do. Hallelujah. In Luke, the first chapter and the 30th verse, the angel said, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee." What happened? The Holy Ghost came. The Holy Ghost began to operate again. Hey, let me tell you, the Holy Ghost is the Father. That's how she brought forth the Son, was the operation of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had something that he needed to accomplish. He had something that needed done. The redemption of man needed to happen. And the only way for that to happen was the Holy Ghost to get a body. And so he prepared a body. And the same Holy Ghost that overshadowed Mary didn't stop there, but to wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. Amen. He didn't send the flesh. He didn't send the Son just to do this by Himself. God, the Holy Ghost, was in Christ. The Holy Ghost was operating in a man. The Holy Ghost was operating as a man. And He came to accomplish redemption. Hallelujah. Where are you at, God? Oh, He came. The Holy Ghost wasn't done. The Holy Ghost wasn't done. 400 years of silence. I'm not done. I'm not done. Amen. I've got something I need to do. And He came. And God was manifest in the flesh. The invisible was made visible. Amen. The unseen was seen in the flesh. Amen. Through the operation of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And He went to Calvary. And He shed His blood. That's why Paul said God purchased the church with His own blood. That was God's own blood. And He sacrificed His own life. God laid down His own life. How did He do that? Amen. In the body that He had prepared for the Spirit. Amen. And He sacrificed Himself at Calvary. And that holy God shed His holy blood. Amen. And He died and was buried in a tomb. And once again, they thought it was over. Oh, the one we put our hopes in. The one we counted on to restore Israel. He's gone. What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? I'm going fishing. Amen. But we thought it was going to be Him. Amen. Why are you walking with such sad countenance? What's wrong? What's bothering you? Oh, sir, are you a stranger in these parts? Amen. Are you a stranger in Jerusalem? Amen. He was a stranger because they didn't know who he was. Hallelujah. But he knew exactly what was going on. Amen. Amen. What things? Oh, the Jesus Christ, the one we put our hopes in, the one we thought it was going to be, the Messiah, the one to restore Israel. Amen. He took and they crucified him. And now we're hearing as the ladies went to the tomb that he's not there and somebody told him he's arisen. And we don't know what to think. Let me tell you what not to think. The Holy Ghost is finished.
Yeah. All right.
Hallelujah. No, the Holy Ghost is not finished. Amen. Don't ever think that God is done. Don't ever think that God has reached an apex or a conclusion. No, God is never finished. The Holy Ghost is never finished. He'll keep working. And he still had a work to do. Amen. He still had something that he was going to give. And he gave them instructions. And he told them, go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father that you heard of me. John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence, and you're going to receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Hallelujah. It's not done. I'm not done. Holy Ghost is not done. There's something more coming. I'm leaving. I'm returning back to glory. But I'm sending something. I'm sending my spirit. I'm sending the promise of my Father. The Holy Ghost is coming. Hallelujah. And they went and they waited in Jerusalem just like he instructed them. And as we read, as they were up there praying and waiting in one accord, waiting for that promise, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and the Holy Ghost came in and they began to speak with tongues and magnify God. Amen. No, he wasn't finished. He had something to do. What is this? Peter preached the gospel. He preached the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He ended it on a one God message. And they said, what shall we do? Hallelujah. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all them that are afar off. Amen. The Holy Ghost was not just for the Jews. The Holy Ghost was not just for the day of Pentecost, but it's here in 2023. The Holy Ghost is still not finished. Here in Augusta, Kansas, if somebody needs the Holy Ghost, he's not done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is real. Just like on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost is real. You can receive the Holy Ghost just like the Bible says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if the musicians would come. Amen. I don't know if there's somebody in here that needs the Holy Ghost, but I'm telling you, it's real. You'll speak with tongues just like they did on the day of Pentecost. You can get the Holy Ghost just like they did 2,000 years ago. This apostles' doctrine is still right. It's still true. And the Holy Ghost is not finished.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus. Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, very familiar. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon Daniel, Ezekiel, picks him up, and he carries him to this valley of dry bones. Amen. Death. Dead. No hope. Just bones. Hallelujah. Just dry, dead bones. Amen. One preacher said, you think you're preaching to a dead church? Try being in Ezekiel's shoes. Yeah. Hallelujah. He was preaching to a dead church. And the Lord asked him, can these bones live?
Oh, Jesus.
Can they live? Is there any hope, Ezekiel? Hallelujah. Is there any hope? Is there anybody here looking at a valley of dry bones? You're looking at it. It's all scattered. Your life is disarray and disarray. You're looking at the pieces that have crumbled, and how can this ever be put back together? Hallelujah. Can they live? Lord, you know. You know. God knows. Preach, Ezekiel. Preach. I want you to prophesy. I want you to preach. And I want you to preach life into these dry bones. I want you to talk to them and tell them, hey, dry bones, you can live today. I'm going to cause breath to come back into you. The Holy Ghost is not finished. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how dead it seems. I don't care how hopeless it looks. The Holy Ghost is not done. The Holy Ghost is not finished. I've come with a word from the Lord. You can live today.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he began to preach. And bones began to rattle. Amen. And bones began to come together right before his very eyes. Because what looked hopeless wasn't hopeless. When the Holy Ghost began to move, when the Holy Ghost began to work, and the Holy Ghost of the Valley of Dry Bones is the same Holy Ghost in this church right now. Amen. God will bring life. God will fill you with the Holy Ghost if you'll just respond to the word. Oh, come on, let's lift our hands. You need the Holy Ghost. Why don't you come up here in the front and get the Holy Ghost? You say, I've tried, and I've tried, and I've tried. Well, try again, because the Holy Ghost isn't done. Hallelujah. Oh, let's pray, church. Let's pray the Holy Ghost works in somebody's life right now. Let's pray the Holy Ghost brings life back in right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, move. Come on, let's pray. The Holy Ghost is still alive. The Holy Ghost is still working. The Holy Ghost is still doing it.
Oh, yeah.